Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Sebastian didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows Does, D-U-Z, does best. She's convinced this new kind of soap does everything in the wash. You know, Mrs. Sebastian used to scrub away at her husband's dirty overalls.
Oh, there must be an easier way.
She'd fuss over her towels.
They never turn out white enough for me.
And she'd worry over her pretty rayons.
I never know how those colors are going to look.
Then, one day, this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She heard a neighbor say, does is best. Does everything. For towels, it gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For cleaning work clothes, unbeaten suds. And for nice colors, greater safety. So now wash day is a Does day for Mrs. Sebastian. Now she beams at those clean overalls.
Imagine, Does did them without hard scrubbing.
Sure, no soap made gets tough dirt out easier. Then she points at her towels.
Look, I've never had a whiter wash.
Of course not. No soap anywhere washes whiter than Does. And she looks at those rayon undies.
Does wonders for pretty colors. Leaves them brighter.
Sure, Does is safer for colors. You see, does everything. It's been proved the best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its terrific combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Fate in its workings respects no one's wishes, and sometimes even has a habit of flying in the face of people's wishes. For days, Elizabeth Neal has been trying to come over and see Molly. And up to now, Molly has successfully avoided her. Elizabeth Neal, who was and still is in love with Edward Reynolds, has made it very apparent that she's eager to see Molly oppose Mr. Reynolds in the coming elections for councilman. And for this reason, mainly, Molly has hesitated. For once, Molly has had enough of other people's emotional involvements. But when Elizabeth Neal called a little while ago, Uncle David answered and invited her over. Well, right now, Molly and David are in the kitchen. Mike is alone in the front room with Miss Neal. And with Molly's interest at heart, Mike has just ordered Miss Neal not to use Molly as a means of getting back at Edward Reynolds. Listen.
Excuse me, Miss Neal. Excuse me. I'm just waiting for my kettle to boil. As soon as the water's boiled, we'll all have tea. If you'll excuse me.
She heard me or not? Talking with Mike in there. I don't know.
Molly. Call Mike in here in the kitchen so you can go in and talk to Elizabeth Neal.
But Mike said I shouldn't talk to her and I shouldn't listen. Whatever she has to say about Mr. Reynolds is if it has anything to do with what's good or bad for the village, should be said at the meeting so everybody can hear and everybody can know.
But, Molly, maybe it's personal. Maybe it's...
But, David, darling, if it's personal and has to do with her personal life, which is something that's in the past, you heard Teresa Fernandez to say that's all in the past. Everybody in the village knows it's in the past as far as Mr. Reynolds is concerned. Then I don't want to know it, and I don't have to know it.
But, please. Molly, maybe...
Yes, Rosalind?
What are you doing in the kitchen?
Don't you see, darling, what I'm doing, my angel? I'm making tea for all.
Rosalind, you go upstairs with Amadea, huh?
I will, but I don't think that you should leave Elizabeth Neal and Mike.
The what?
Well,
they're conversing. I know it.
And how?
How?
What do you mean?
You said, and how? I want to know how.
Well, they're conversing.
So they're conversing.
So they're conversing. People sit together. They twiddle thumbs. People sit together. They converse.
They converse.
Go up.
Go on.
Ma.
I know, and I wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
Listen to any of her stories about Mr. Reynolds?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't go. Don't leave the child upstairs alone.
Wait. Here, take a cookie. Here, take a cookie for him. Take a cookie for you. Here, nibble. Here, maybe a tangy.
Any apples?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Rosie, will you bring a glass of water for Miss Neal?
Yes, Mike.
A glass of water for Miss Neal?
Uh-huh.
All right. Maybe she fainted, but if you want water, maybe Mike...
Getting the water, Rosie?
Mike, is everything all right?
Everything's fallen under control, believe me.
Mike?
Yeah?
So hear you, Ma.
All right.
Did you say something, Mrs. Goldberg?
No, nothing, Mike, nothing.
Here's the water, Rosie.
In passing, Rosie, tell Miss Neal to come in here, maybe.
For what, Mike?
Rosie, please. Since when do you question Mama's intelligence? Mama is not intelligent enough to know what she wants to ask or what she wants to do. Well, what is this revolution what?
Mama's a public figure now, Uncle David.
So what does a public figure become? A stone statue without feelings or without a heart? What is this? Elizabeth Neal came over to speak to Mama. First, Teresa said, don't talk to her. Then Mike said, don't talk to her. And now you say, don't talk to her. Why? I'm asking why.
Because what she has to say has something to do with Mr. Reynolds, and it's very private, and something
all
that
right,
Mama
Rosie,
shouldn't...
All right, darling, please. Quiet, and let her be silent. Let be silent, please. No, I'm not a child. I'm not a child. Mama has intelligence, a little bit intelligence. Go up to the child, though.
I'm going, but I'm not going to tell her to come in here.
Then I'll go in there. And everybody will come in here. So let it be vice versa. No? Spoons, David, come.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Here. Oh, David. I'll forget the spoons on purpose.
Yeah.
And I'll send you in here for the spoons.
Yeah.
And leave the sugar also. And I'll send Mike in here for the sugar. And when you're both together, stay that way until I call you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, sure. I'm sure she has something important to tell you about it. And I'm sure it has something that is important for all concerned. Believe me, ma'am. Believe me. When my heart tells me...
All right, David, you take this. Here.
Yes.
You take this, I'll take that.
Yes.
Here's the lemon I have.
The lemon you have.
Then the cream you take.
I'll take
here.
The cream, yes.
And remember, darling, the spoons you will come for and the sugar Mike will get.
Yes, all right. Huh? Come.
Go away, kitty, from under my feet. Go away. Oh, I'm so sorry to be so long, Miss Neal, but watch a kettle boil, will it?
Oh, that's all right,
Mrs. Over. Sister, there you are, Miss Neal. Mike, here. Are you going to have tea, Mike?
Am I having tea? I sure am having tea and cookies. That is, of course, if you're asking me.
Of course. My. David, dear, I forgot the spoons.
Oh, the spoons.
Tell me where they are. I'll get them.
No, Miss Neal. Don't trouble yourself.
I'm going.
Oh, my. The sugar, Mike. I forgot the sugar.
Grandpa, while you're in there, the sugar, please.
Go and help him, Mike.
Do you need any help, Grandpa?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
I'll help him.
Mike, by the
way. I ain't much good in the kitchen.
Miss Neal is coming to get the sugar.
Well,
I don't mind. Oh, Mike, please.
No, sirree. You're not going to get yourself mixed up in anything that's going to hurt you, dearie. Now, while Mike Hilton's around, you ain't. And I told Miss Neal so, too.
Good dear. What did you tell her, Mike?
I told her you're a friend of mine and a good friend.
But what has that got to do with it,
everything.
Mike?
You don't think I'd stand by and see a friend get mixed up with something that might mean trouble, do you?
But how can what Elizabeth Neal has to say to me mean trouble?
You don't know the world like I do, Mrs. Goldberg. And you don't know women like I do. Now, don't laugh. It's the truth. But Elizabeth Neal has a personal axe to grind. She's not going to use you for a grindstone.
But, Mike, maybe you're making a mold.
When Mr. Goldberg gets back, he can take over. Until he does, I'm your protector
sure,
now.
Yeah, and the spoon, Molly.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much.
Miss Neal, are you bringing the sugar?
No, I can't find it.
You didn't show her where the sugar was, David?
No, you go in and show her, Molly.
No, you don't. I'll go in.
But, Mike,
I like you, and I know you like me.
Yeah, okay, you know. Then you know what I'm trying to do.
But Mrs. Goldberg is not a child,
Mike. In some things, maybe she is.
Elizabeth Neal is a neighbor, and she came over here to speak to Mrs. Goldberg.
All right, David, please.
I can't find the sugar.
Mike, I shouldn't go in and just say a little word to her. I mean, after all.
Okay. I'll go in. I'll help you, Miss Neal.
What is this?
I don't know. That...
Oh,
hello, Bruce.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hey, tell Bruce quickly that Elizabeth Neal is here.
What's that?
Bruce.
Huh?
Elizabeth Neal is here.
She came to talk to Mrs. Goldberg, and she didn't.
Well, I guess she'd have plenty to tell if she ever got the chance to get started. Hi, Lizzie.
Fine, Bruce. And you?
Well, I'm busy. I just stopped in to leave some of these posters.
About the meeting?
Yeah,
I'll help you tack them up if you want me to.
We can use all the help we can get. We're going to see you at the meeting, aren't we, Lizzie?
Can you stay and swallow a cup of tea, Bruce?
Well, I wish you could, Mrs. Goldberg, but I want to get home before dark. I've got too many stops to make. Thanks, Mrs. Goldberg. Some other time. How are you getting home, Liz?
The way I came.
I think it's a little too cold to walk back.
Yeah.
Perhaps you're right, Mr. Hilton.
Well, I'll give you a lift, Lizzie. Well, unless you want to visit a little longer with Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, I think we'll have to postpone our visit. Some other time.
Huh.
Well,
finish your tea. I'll wait, Liz.
I'll get your coat.
David, Miss Neal's galoshes.
Yeah, hello.
Miss Neal, see, I want
Lizzie,
to...
Lizzie, if I were you...
I want you to do all you can to...
I can't find your coat. Mrs. Goldberg, would you see if you can't find Elizabeth's coat? I'll wait right here.
Yes,
for
her. Yes. I think you slipped off your coat in the horse closet. I'll see what I can do.
Now, see here, Lizzie. What did you come here for?
I want Edward Reynolds defeated.
And why do you come to Mrs. Goldberg? Why don't you come to the meeting and tell whatever it is you know about the man? And tell it right out, clear, so everybody can hear.
I want him defeated. I don't want him ruined.
Why? Why, Lizzie? You still in love with him? Now, wasting love on a bad man is as useless as tears in an ocean. When will you women ever learn that?
Never, Bruce. Never, I guess.
You know, it isn't often you find something that really goes all out for you. But does, sure. Haven't you heard this new kind of soap is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, does even more. It does everything in the dishpan, too.
What do you mean, everything in the dishpan?
Why, I mean does gives you all this. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Now, how does that sound?
Not bad.
Not bad? Say, you ought to see does go to work on your dishes. Why, this new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really last, so you aren't forever adding soap. And you ought to see the way does cuts grease. Say, there's no hard scouring, and that means full speed ahead on your frying pan.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. Listen to this. Does is kinder to your hands, kinder than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands beautifully soft and smooth.
Say, I go for that.
Hooray, I knew you would. You'll find does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, love has served as an excuse for many strange things in life, and some of them quite dangerous. What did Elizabeth Neal mean by saying she wanted to defeat Reynolds, but not ruin him? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.